The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Ramzan al-Mubarak is truly the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the intercessor of the Ummah, has stated that the five daily prayers and Salatul Jum'ah is compensation for the sins committed in that week till next Friday. And Ramzan al-Mubarak compensates for sins until next Ramzan, provided that major sins are avoided. So if we keep reading our salah, and we keep reading Jum'ah, we keep asking for forgiveness, and we fast in the month of Ramadan, then Allah Azza wa Jal, through His mercy, and through the great intercession of the best of creation, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will forgive our sins. Now I'm going to share with you today an amazing Haditha Mubarakah, a heartwarming Haditha Mubarakah, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave us some beautiful news. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala says that on the last day of Shaaban, the Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannat, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O people, an auspicious and blessed month has approached you. In this month, there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it for us to fast in this sacred month, and to offer Taraweeh Salah in its nights is Sunnah. If you do a good deed in this month, then it is equivalent to carrying out a farz in any other month. And if you perform a farz in this month, it will be equivalent to carrying out 70 farz acts in any other month. This is the month of patience, whose reward is Jannah. This is the month of sympathy, and the believer's sustenance is increased in this month. The Hadith Mubarakah carries on. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, in this month, the one who serves a fasting person with something to do iftar will be forgiven his sins, and his neck will be freed from the fire of hell. And he will be rewarded the same as the fasting person without any reduction in the reward of the fasting person. The companions humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not all of us possess the wealth and the money to present a meal to the fasting person. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah Azza wa Jal will give this reward to the one who offers a sip of milk, a date, or a sip of water to the fasting person. And the one who serves a fasting person with a meal so that his stomach is full will be given water from my Hawza Kawthar, such that he will never feel thirst again and will enter Jannah. Subhanallah. An amazing hadith in Mubarakah. My dear Islamic brothers, it doesn't stop there. It goes on. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first 10 days of this month are mercy. The middle 10 days are forgiveness. And the last 10 days are freedom from the fire of hell. One who treats his slave leniently in this month by not burdening him with heavy duties will be forgiven and freed from the fire of hell. Subhanallah. In this month, there are four things which you should do in abundance. Two of them will earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal for you, and you cannot do without the other two. The two that will earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal are to testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal, and to ask for forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the two with which you cannot do without is to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for Jannah, and to seek refuge of Allah from the fire of hell. Subhanallah, what an amazing hadith mubarakah this is. Alhamdulillah, the blessings and the glory of Ramzan are described in this amazing hadith mubarakah. How beautiful would it be if, acting upon this hadith mubarakah, we maximized our worship? How amazing would it be, acting upon this hadith mubarakah, we arrange to present iftar to others? Even if it's social distancing, you can at least go and give your friends and relatives a little food box for iftari. You can give them khajurs, you can send food to the masjids, and know that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised you that you will get the reward that the fasting person will get. Subhanallah. And even if it is a sip of milk, send some milk to your local masjid. Say, this is milk for those who are going to pray their maghrib in masjid and do the iftar in the masjid. Subhanallah. A lot of people, alhamdulillah, send this. Even if it's water, a lot of brothers are presenting water in the masajid. May Allah reward them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever gives a full meal to the fasting person, subhanallah, he will be drinking from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Hawza Kawsar. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, these 30 days will fly by very quickly. The first 10 days are mercy. Reap the rewards of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The middle 10 days are forgiveness. Repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask for forgiveness for all the mistakes that we have made. And then the last 10 days, ask Allah Azza wa Jal for freedom from the fire of hell. Subhanallah. It's an amazing month. Do not waste it. If we miss out on this opportunity, who knows whether we will ever see such great benefits and great rewards and great mercies and great blessings in our lifetime again. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.